Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSERP show. Now, let's get into the show. It is time to bring back Skyler, the queen of college football, is back after being 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off in multiple ways. Off in picks.
Oh,
and
no.
Off in...
I didn't even look, but I kind of had a bad feeling about last week.
Well, 2 weeks ago... You and I had the exact same picks.
Okay.
Game for game.
Yeah.
Had the exact same picks.
And it was a bad week.
We went 4-6.
Okay. It was okay.
You went 4-6 again. Brayden went 5-5. I went 3-7 this week. The week before that, the week before you were off, though, was your bad week.
That was my bad week.
You went 1-9.
We're just going to erase that one.
Yeah, we don't get drop weeks.
I don't remember that
this
one.
This is not like it's not like in college where you got to drop a test and you
no.
got to drop a
get your
to
worst
drop a
score.
Homework, worst score of everything.
Well, shoot. I'm in trouble then.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about the picks, we're
you're only out, 3 games off.
You're out flying planes and stuff, and now you're in a flight instructor and
I
what
am.
Else?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, if anyone wants to learn how to fly.
Yeah. Skyler can teach
I
you
can
how to fly.
I can do it now. Yeah.
Can you teach me for free?
No,
oh,
probably not
I
the
wish.
Case. So where did you go? Went to Florida?
I went to the Bahamas for a week and then went to Florida.
She was, you know what? She was scoping out the Bahamas Bowl location.
The Bahamas Bowl. I wish.
Why did you go to the Bahamas and for just vacation?
Yeah, I was doing some diving there. I went with a group there and did some diving and then went over to Florida and did my flight program and now I'm home.
And now ready to instruct
yeah.
many people on how to fly airplanes.
I'm ready.
Which is great.
Yeah.
All right, fun stuff. All right, let's talk some college football. Let's get to this week's picks in college football. I have to say, I picked the TCU game correctly. Go Aztecs was not paying attention.
You're right, you did pick the TCU
I said
game
there's
correctly.
No way they're going to win that game.
I didn't think they were going to win either, but I also didn't think they were going to get absolutely destroyed.
I should have told you that when I walked into the place and they looked like they didn't want to be there. Kind of tough.
They were in Utah, dude. Who wants to be in Utah?
The Utes?
That's
the Cougs.
It's good for them. All righty. So 10 games picked by me this week. So there's a change in that.
Oh, we got to give away the biggest fan thing, too.
Yes, we do have to do that.
Do I do that right now? You can put him on hold. Congratulations to today's biggest fan.
Angela, Savino, and San Marcos. Angela, Savino, and San Marcos. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 97throughthefansd.com/biggestfan. Angela, Savino, you got 10 minutes to call in. If you do call in, we're going to put you on hold because we got to get to our picks. So just kind of wait there for a second. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Angela Savino, you are today's biggest fan. All right, back to college football. There we go. All right, Frank.
Again, so my picks for the week. Tomorrow night, big battle in the Mountain West, game that we would all consider important here. Hawaii at 7-3, taking on the 8-2 UNLV Rebels in Las Vegas. 2.5-point favorites are the Rebels. This will be tomorrow night at 7:30 on FS1. Skylar, you're first.
Yeah, well, that's a long way to go for Hawaii, but I've liked what I've seen from them so far this season. So I think I'm going to go Hawaii on this one, even though they've got a big travel ahead of them.
I'm taking UNLV at home. UNLV's look pretty good this year, too. They're a little shaky last week against Utah State. They still pulled out the win. I think the fact that the game's in Vegas helps them more than it helps Hawaii. The perfect storm for Hawaii has been teams playing there. So I'll take the Rebs.
I'm going to take Hawaii on this one. I think Hawaii, the travel, I think, is going to be helped eased by they had a bye last week. So they're going to be a little bit more rested up. I'm taking the Rainbow Warriors.
Did you play the music loud on purpose to get Juan back for all the times he's trolled you? Say yes.
Sure.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. Saturday now. 7-3, number 22, Missouri, taking on number 8, Oklahoma Sooner. Oklahoma Sooners, who are 8-2. 7.5-point favorites are the Sooners. It'll be 9 a.m. on ABC. Brayden.
I'll take Oklahoma. They look good against Alabama last week. By the way, Rod said you can't leave anymore because when you leave, Alabama loses.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. I guess maybe I can say I'm the luck charm. Or Oklahoma's just like the new nemesis for Alabama. I don't know.
Well, you guys have the same colors and everything, so it makes a lot of sense.
I'm not too pleased with the Sooners there, but they looked good. Alabama didn't look good. I don't know if you can say that Oklahoma like dominated that one, but they squeaked it out. Alabama kind of beat themselves. But anyway, I think Oklahoma's having a great season. So with reluctance, I got to pick Oklahoma.
All righty. So we're all square there.
Boomer Sooner.
7-3 Louisville taking on 7-3 SMU. SMU, 2.5-point favorites. 9 a.m. start on ESPN2, Skyler.
I think Louisville got me last week or the week before. I can't even remember which one it was. It's all blurring together at this point. So, I don't know. It's a tough one. I think it's going to be a close one, but I think I'm going to go with SMU here.
I'll take the Pony Express. They hate being called the Ponies now, so I'm going to call them the Ponies. SMU.
I'll go Louisville. I need to make up some ground here, so I'll take Louisville on this one.
I was wondering if Frank and I were going to like start going like all of our games the same again. We were starting on that track.
Yeah.
this next one that he has on the sheet.
8-2.
Just really want to upset the Oregon fans, don't you?
Yes.
Can't wait for Drake to call in tomorrow.
The 8-2, number 15, USC Trojans versus the number 7, 9-1, Oregon Quackers. Ducks favored by 9.5. This will be a 2:30 kick on CBS. Great.
I'll take the Ducks. I think they handle USC. I don't think USC has what it takes to take down Oregon. At 8-2, they've struggled on the road as well. You know, they lost to Illinois on the road, lost to Notre Dame on the road. I think they lose to Oregon on the road. I think Oregon handles the Trojans.
Yeah, so? I 100% agree. I think USC, their season just been too up and down for me to pick them as a favorite against Oregon. I think Oregon's favored for a reason, and I think that they're absolutely going to be able to cover the spread.
Give me a second. Yep, we're quacking away, Ducks.
Have you seen that video?
No.
Well, I got to show her later.
Yeah, that is bad.
Every time the Anaheim Ducks win, their duck Ben Affleck.
Oh my gosh!
Beats a drum with his little feet, his red feet. It's great.
That's funny.
This was a week where you have Texas A&M playing Samford. You have Alabama.
Yeah, the
playing
SEC gets
Eastern Carolina.
Illinois.
Joke. Oh yeah.
Joke.
So this is a product of all of the teams that we would normally pick playing someone who you know they're going to beat by 59. The 5-5 Duke Blue Devils taking on the 4-6 North Carolina Tar Heels. Duke is favored by 6.5 in this game. And remember, when Bill Belichick got hired, this was a game that he said that he needed to win. He had to beat Duke. Skylar, do you think it'll happen?
I don't. Unfortunately, Bill Belichick just is struggling in college football, and I don't foresee that changing here, so I got to go with Duke.
Right. This is going to be a game that makes Bill Belichick look like he should have been hired as the coach. I think they do beat Duke. I think he's going to hang his hat on this game. And they beat the Duke Blue Devils. They're 6.5-point dogs at home. I bet you North Carolina wins. Then we get told how great Bill Belichick is. It's going to be great.
I'm taking Duke.
You don't think he was distracted by the adult cheerleading competition he had to go to?
Oh, gosh, I just saw that right before I walked in here, actually.
So cringe.
Don't worry about that.
The memes were funny.
Don't worry about it. 5-5 Kansas State Wildcats taking on the number 12 Utah Utes, who are 8-2. Utah is favored by 17.5 points.
I'll take K-State to cover. K-State's like, they're not very good this year, but they have talented players to keep the game close. And I don't think Utah's going to blow them out at home. I think Kansas State usually does a pretty good job of hanging around.
I think they're a little sneaky, so they'll kind of sneak up on you when you're least expecting it. And that's 17, that's a big spread. So, yeah.
Don't pick a big spread.
I know, that's Frank's motto. I'm going to go with Frank's motto here.
7-3 Pitt taking on number 16 Georgia Tech, who are 9-1. Tech only 2.5-point favorites at home. This will be a night game, 4:00 on Espen.
I'm taking Pitt. I'm going to take Pitt. Pat Narduzzi said he didn't care about the Notre Dame game. He's like, well, if it doesn't count in the ACC standings, does it really matter in the game? Which I thought was a joke.
Me nuts.
That drives me nuts too. But at the same time, this is an ACC game, and the thing with the ACC is they have self imploded. For the last 3 or 4 weeks, they have every top team that thought they could be in a playoff spot has lost in a bad way. The only one that hasn't done that yet is Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech is still getting all the credit for beating Clemson, and Clemson's not very good. So I think Pitt fully solidifies the ACC just turning on itself as they have turned into the new Pac-12, just eating each other alive. Have fun. I'll take the Panthers.
Skylar?
So you think Georgia Tech, this is their week to implode, basically.
This is going to be their week to implode. They barely, as Go Aztecs in the chat said, they barely survived Boston College.
Yeah. I don't know. That's so hard because I feel like Pitt has been a little bit of a disappointment from what I've seen
from
them.
They lost to West Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible.
So I think for that reason, I'm going to go ahead and stick with Georgia Tech and cross my fingers that they're not going to implode this weekend. Maybe next weekend.
I'm going to go with Georgia Tech here because what was it that you said about every single time we even considered discussing college football last week or 2 weeks ago? Why is Pitt ranked?
Why were they ranked? Yeah, now they're not ranked.
They're not ranked anymore. I'm going to take Georgia Tech here.
That's why they're going to win. And they're going to be ranked again to make it look like they're a good win for teams in the ACC.
The 7-3, number 20, Tennessee Volunteers.
Why are they ranked? Speaking of schools that shouldn't be ranked. Why are the 3-loss Tennessee Volunteers ranked? Oh, I know why. Because important SEC schools beat them. They got to get a better win for them in the resume. There's no reason for Tennessee to be ranked.
Take on 3-7 Florida.
Florida.
Gators are favored by 4.5 at the Swamp. Skylar.
Do you want to tell me the last time? Tennessee has not won in Florida in like decades.
2003 was the last time.
Is that
time.
The last time?
Yes.
They suck there. They haven't looked good there in decades. I'm taking Florida.
Me and my friend were watching an old NASCAR race last night, just messing around trying to kill time, and he said the last time I was doing these,
He said the last time Tennessee won in Florida, it was still the Winston Cup.
Yeah.
That was 2003.
The last time they won in Florida, as mentioned, was on September 20th, 2003. They won 24-10. 2003. The fall of 2003, I was in third grade.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Skyler?
You guys are, like, really making me second guess. I don't know. I think I might go out on a whim and say Tennessee. I feel like they really desperately need a win.
See, that's a glass half full compared to glass half empty. We're sitting there going, like, they can never do it. Skyler's like,
they can do it.
Sounds like they're due,
well,
baby.
I think they have to do it, honestly. Like, I think their season probably is over at this point, but if they have any glimpse of keeping it alive, I feel like they have to do it. And, like, Florida's just kind of been a mess all season long. So I feel like if they're going to do it one season, it could be this season. So I'm going to go ahead and take Tennessee.
They have only won in Gainesville twice since 1976. They don't win there. I don't know what it is. They can't win there. They've only won in Gainesville twice since 1976.
Florida wins. Tennessee covers the spread.
I'm taking volunteers.
The 9-1 BYU Cougars, ranked number 11, take on the 7-3 Cincinnati Bearcats. BYU favored by 2.5 on the road, 5 p.m. on Fox, Brady.
I've seen this BYU team play in person. I thought they're okay. I think they're not a bad Big 12 school. Cincinnati's a lot better, though, than they look better than TCU. We'll see in a couple weeks when they play each other. TCU wants to try to win that game or not. I picked Utah over Cincinnati a couple weeks ago because flying from Cincinnati, Ohio to Utah for a night game is rough. BYU now has to fly to the East Coast to play a conference game, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm pretty sure they're on the Eastern time zone in Cincinnati. I think it's going to be tough for BYU, but I think they survive. I think they win, and they win by 3.
Tyler?
I think this could be a really good game, actually. I think it's a pretty even matchup. Might be one of the better matches of the weekend. I've really consistently gone with BYU. I've thought they've had a really great season so far. Cincinnati's had a good season as well, but I think I've got to stick with going with BYU.
All righty. Final game, Braden. 3-7 San Jose State taking on 8-2 San Diego State. Aztecs favored at home on national television, 7:30 FS1 on Saturday night. By 12.5 over San Jose State.
They cover. San Jose State just fired two of their coaches. They've been abysmal. I think the Aztecs ride with Lucky Sutton and handle business at home while everybody enjoys $10 beers and $2.75 hot dogs and $3.25 nachos.
Is there like a special for the game?
Yeah, it's an 80s throwback game. And so like the classic
really
concessions
fun.
Are super cheap.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So if there's a game to go to, it would be that one.
Yeah,
then,
for
right?
sure. It's the last home game of the year.
I still haven't been able to check out a game at that stadium. So
sounds like you're going on
Saturday.
It sounds
like I might be going.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go, Skyler.
Yeah, all right. So if I'm going, then I'm 100% picking the Aztecs so that I can root for them the whole game. So I'm going to go with the Aztecs and hopefully I can land some tickets.
Both on the Aztecs.
Aztecs win. San Jose State barely covers.
All right.
I will be at the game.
Frank will be there. So,
all right.
Yeah. Already.
We can tailgate, Frank. Do they tailgate at that stadium?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they still can do that because they haven't built around it
yet.
Oh,
nice. Okay, yeah. Cool. So now's the time to go.
Now's the time to go and tailgate. We'll see if maybe Rod will be down there tailgating.
Yeah.
Skyler could do the flyover.
Yeah, you could do the flyover.
I totally would do that. I could fly an Alabama sign.
Oh, no. All right.
They'd be never again.
Nothing gets a crowd hyped at a college game more than a Cessna puttering over
that would
a
be
stadium.
They'd be like, this is the most underwhelming flyover I've ever seen in my entire life. It would last like 5 minutes over the whole stadium.
Kansas State, when they do flyovers, it's a crop duster.
That's so funny.
It is. It's a crop duster flyover. I'm not kidding.
You take what you can get, right?
You know what? We need a flyover. What's the readily plane available? Oh, it's former John's over there. He's got his crop duster. Have you him fly over the stadium.
You would be at that game going, okay, I know there's the airport right here. When is the actual flyover?
Because
that
exactly.
is someone that can't
on
be
the,
it.
That is someone on the flight path getting in to land over here.
That's so funny.
We got Thursday Night Football tonight. It's the Bills and the Texans. You can hear it right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Coming up after Gwynn and Chris, we're going to talk about the playoff landscape of the NFL when we come back. And at 1:35, Eddie Brown will join us to give us your everything you need to know about fantasy football in this weekend. Big thanks to Skyler. We'll take a quick break on the Brayden Suprenant Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The biggest fan did not call in. When we go to break, we're going to be giving away these Aztec tickets. They play San Jose State on Saturday. Cheaper food items. It's cheaper concessions on Saturday as well. We're talking about our holiday party. So our holiday, are you going to the holiday party?
Yes, I will be. I will be. Bally High, right?
Yeah, we're having our company Christmas party is at Bally High, which is dangerous. Frank doesn't drink. And
no,
the thing is you wouldn't want to drink. If you don't drink, you definitely don't want to have the Mai Tai. There's
enough.
A reason why you can only get two of those things. Those things are strong. Luckily, they have deals at the, for us, we got hooked up with the, everybody's got to be staying down there to make it safe,
nice.
Which is great. But those Mai Tais are insane. The most, I think everybody has heard a story about how many Mai Tais, like the max Mai Tais they know somebody, it's always, and it always grows. The max Mai Tais that somebody would get at Bally High. I heard from one of our family friends that he consumed 6. And then it turned into 7. So I don't necessarily know how many. I don't know how you could have that many. He ended up throwing up in a McDonald's ball pit that night. That's all I need to know about those Mai Tais. What's Gonzo's Mai Tai record at? A lot of my friends have never even tried it. They got to go down there and try it. I could barely make it through one of those things because it's just like, it's like drinking gasoline. It's just so much on those drinks. But the Bally High is a good time. It's fun stuff. We'll keep you updated on the Christmas party. Should be a fun time though, Frank. Skyler's going?
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I enjoyed going last year.
I didn't go last year. I heard it was fun though.
No, it was. It was a really nice time. Like, it wasn't like party, everyone getting rowdy. It was a lot of sitting, eating, talking. It was a an adult outing at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like it wasn't wild and out of control. It was a very, very nice venue. Food was really good. I was just barely, by like a day or two, actually able to partake in the food that was being served. But it was a very nice place.
Hydrate. That's a fact. All right. 833-288-0973. All right, let's get to this NFL. We got a game tonight, but let's take a look at the playoff picture for the AFC and the NFC. Fire up the music. Ah, I love it. All right, Frank, we got the overall landscape of the National Football League. Week 11 is complete. We're about to start week 12. We're going to have Eddie Brown on in just a little bit. 7 or 8 weeks remain in the season. Playoff race is wide open with both conferences featuring preseason favorites struggling, surprise contenders rising, elite rookie quarterbacks leading playoff teams, traditional powers fighting just to stay alive. Cue the Broncos sounder. Preseason favorites struggling. Chiefs and the Ravens struggling early in the season. I saw a graphic last week. I think every division winner from last year in the AFC is currently out of a playoff spot, with the exception of the Bills, and they got like the sixth seed, and they play tonight. Chiefs and Ravens are struggling. Surprise contenders, the Broncos, the Colts, the Seahawks, and the Bears. Elite rookie.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
You said to cure it.
Young quarterbacks leading playoff teams. Drake May, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and a lot of powers trying to stay alive. All right, let's talk about the AFC first, since that's the game tonight. Number one seed in the National Football League's AFC, the Denver Broncos right now.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Yes, the Denver Broncos, Homer. They're 9-2. Here are the games they have remaining. At Washington, at Vegas, they got Green Bay and Jacksonville, at Kansas City, and they host the Chargers to finish the season. Bo Nix continues to win late, plays far older than his age, although he's kind of old already. Vance Joseph's defense is nasty. Division likely decided in Week 17 and 18 against Kansas City and L.A. Are the Denver Broncos, Frank, the number one seed when we start the playoffs?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they might have a loss or two coming in. They should have a loss or two more than they have. I do not believe that they're going to be the number one seed. I think they'll still win the AFC West. I don't see them being the number one seed.
They got three games on there I think are very easily able to win. At Washington, at the Raiders, Jacksonville. I think it's 50-50 whether or not they beat the Packers at home. At Kansas City seems like a loss. It's going to come down to the Charger game, whether or not they're the number one seed. Number two seed, New England Patriots. What year is this? 9-2. Drake May playing an MVP level. Mike Vrabel's identity is clear. Physicality and discipline defense. AFC East crown likely unless Buffalo goes on a run. Do the New England Patriots hold off the Buffalo Bills for first place in the AFC East and get the number two overall seed?
I think the Patriots can do it.
I think they're going to do it.
I think they can do it.
This weekend they got Cincinnati. They're going to win that game. They got the Giants, and who knows who's even playing for the Giants. They break that curse. They play them at home. They got Buffalo at home. They already beat Buffalo once, but I could see that being a loss.
You usually, unless the one team in the division is really, really bad, you usually immediately start the season at 3-3.
The Patriots are going to be 4-2 in their next six.
Yeah, I believe that.
And I think it's going to be enough to be the two seed in the AFC. But we'll talk about where Buffalo's at and what they have coming up. Indianapolis Colts, that's a surprising team. Daniel Jones must regain his early season rhythm. He came off to a great start. Hasn't been that well way in recent weeks. They got some tough defensive matchups ahead. A lot of volatility could finish anywhere between first place and sixth place. Highly volatile, the Indianapolis Colts. Here's what we're talking about. They got Kansas City this weekend on the road. L. Houston at home, division matchup. Don't know if C.J. Stroud's going to be back or not by that week. At Jacksonville, at Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville again, at Houston. That looks like a 4-2, maybe 3-3 stretch for Indianapolis. Do the Colts win that division?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't see any way the Colts lose it unless they completely implode in a spectacular fashion.
That's a new sounder to put on it. These are our Colts.
No.
Make that a sounder.
No.
Just for Nate.
Absolutely not. No.
These are our Colts.
No. Absolutely not. I put my foot down on that one.
Steelers are 6-4. Aaron Rodgers injured again. Streaky prior to injury. He's up there in age. He's not. He ain't helping you. Difficult finishing stretch. Division lead is extremely fragile. We talked about it. The Baltimore Ravens are right on their tail. Pittsburgh's got the Bears this weekend in Chicago. Then they play Buffalo. Then they go to Baltimore. They host Miami, at Detroit, at Cleveland, and Baltimore again. Steelers will not make the playoffs. True or false?
I believe that.
Yeah, they're not making the
playoffs. I absolutely believe that.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are not making the playoffs. I think they beat Chicago this weekend. Okay? I think they beat Chicago in Chicago. They ain't beating Buffalo. They're not going to beat Baltimore on the road. They'll beat Miami at home. They're not going to beat Detroit on the road. They'll probably beat Cleveland. And then who knows about Baltimore? Most of the times they split. But you're looking at a 3-3 at best finish for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If not, I think they go 2-4 in their next six games. Actually, they got seven games left. They're going to go 3-4, 2-5. Steelers aren't making the playoffs. Buffalo Bills, current 5 seed, they're 7-3. Josh Allen's still elite. Defense has been inconsistent. Very manageable path to 10 wins, 11 wins. Do the Buffalo Bills win 11 games this year? They're at 7 right now, and the remaining schedule at Houston, at Pittsburgh, hosting Cincinnati, at New England, at Cleveland, Philly, and the New York Jets at home. They need 4 wins there.
I see them losing 2. I see them possibly lose. The possible losses are New England and Philadelphia. Everything else is an easy win.
They need to find 4 wins. They're going to beat Houston, beat Pittsburgh, beat Cincinnati, beat Cleveland.
And the Jets. Yeah.
Well, let's just say they lose to one of those teams. They got 4 wins in them for sure. They're going to finish with 11 or 12 wins. Chargers, 7-4. Most at risk of dropping out. Offensive line issues could crush Justin Herbert down the stretch. He had less than 100 yards passing against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 7-4 Chargers. They're trying to hang on. The Jags have now played themselves into a playoff spot at 6-4 right behind them. Chargers have the Vegas Raiders at home. They got Philly at Kansas City, at Dallas, Houston, and at Denver. How many wins you got there for the Chargers? I got 9 wins total.
Yeah.
They're going to beat Vegas, and they're going to beat either Dallas or Houston. They're not going to sweep those teams.
I agree.
They're going to go 2-1, 2-3, 4-5. So they're going to go 2-4 in their next 6 games. They're going to finish the season 9-8. And they're going to be maybe in the playoffs of the 7, probably not. Jags are 6-4. Very favorable schedule. Could realistically jump to the 4-5 line. They got Arizona on the road. I think they win that game. At Tennessee, that's a win. Indianapolis at home, probably not. The Jets, that's a win. At Denver, no. At Indianapolis, no. They got Tennessee. That'll be a win. I have them going 4-3. They're going to be 10-7. And they have the tiebreaker over the Chargers.
That would put them over the Chargers. Yeah.
They'll pass them. Now, here's the question. Texans, Chiefs, and Ravens. We think the Ravens are going to be in via division. Texans, Chiefs, Steelers, are any of those teams going to win at least 4 games to pass the Chargers and knock them out of a playoff spot? It'd have to be the Chiefs.
Yeah. I
don't see the Texans doing it.
No. I don't. No. It would have to be the Chiefs. I don't see the Chiefs doing it, though.
I think the Chiefs do it. You tell me the Chiefs aren't going to make the playoffs?
No.
I know they're not very good this year. I think they find a way to make the playoffs.
I don't think they do. They are an average team. And average teams just, you don't make the playoffs. If they do, it's going to be a first round exit.
Chiefs need to win 4 games.
They're not that good.
I'm just telling you, the NFL.
And even you just said they need to win 4 games. That puts them at 9-8. They're still behind Jacksonville for the last spot.
No, Jacksonville would take the 6. They'd be tied with the Chargers at 9-8. They'd probably win the tie. You got to see what the tiebreaker is with them.
I don't see.
They would have split because the Chargers already beat the Chiefs once. I think the Chiefs get them the second time.
Yeah, it's 3-3. I don't see the Chiefs making the playoffs. I don't. They're not that good.
There's a lot of NFL teams that are not that good. Here's who they got. Colts, Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders. They have to win 4 of those games.
Colts, they're going to lose.
They'll beat the Cowboys.
they have a chance.
They'll beat the Texans. They'll beat the Texans.
I don't know. I think they will, but that's...
It's at home. They're going to beat the Texans.
If there's going to be a game that they're going to lose, it would be that one.
They're going to beat the Chargers at home.
Yes.
They're going to beat the Titans.
Yes.
That's four. And you still got the Raiders the last week of the season. They might win five of their next
at that point, they're,
six games.
At that point, they're the beneficiary of their schedule.
It's not who you play. It's when
no,
you play
exactly.
Them.
No, you can't. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that they are, that if they get in, it's a gift. If they get in, it's a gift by the schedule.
They'll lose to the Colts. They'll beat the Cowboys. They're going to beat the Texans. They'll beat the Chargers. They'll beat the Titans.
I would not be so sure on the
Texans.
Do they
beat the Broncos at home on Christmas Day?
No.
They should have beat them on the road. They were close to beating them on the road. I tell you, that schedule's not... There's nobody on that schedule that's for sure they're going to lose all these games. Our resident Chiefs fan in the chat thinks they're going to go win out. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Of course.
They'll only lose one more game. If they do it, it's against Indianapolis. If they win, how about this? If they win on Sunday against Indianapolis, if they beat the Colts at home on Sunday, are they in the playoffs? Because that would be one of the teams you
would
expect them to lose to.
I would see them more a legitimate playoff contender, yes.
Chiefs are making the playoffs.
I don't see it.
I'm telling you.
I don't see it.
I have watched enough Chargers football to tell you that they ain't hanging on to that
right.
league.
No, I get that, but we've seen the Chiefs have good games against good teams, and then they go and lose to Jacksonville, which at that point, that was a devastating loss for them at that point. Now Jacksonville's proven to be a little bit better, but that's just, I don't see it.
The Chiefs lost to the Eagles by three, they lost to the Jags by three, they lost to the Bills by seven, and they just lost to the Broncos by three.
Right, but in past years, those are games, when you think of the Kansas City Chiefs and what the dynasty of the Chiefs has been, those are games that they win. They win those games every single time. They haven't won those games. They've lost them all. And they lost them all by the one possession that they won so many games by last year.
I just think you hate the Chiefs.
No, I don't.
I'm a little biased. I hate the Chiefs.
I have no reason to hate the Chiefs. I have zero reason to hate the Chiefs.
When we come back, Eddie Brown's going to get your fantasy football lineup set. We'll talk fantasy football to finish up the show.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This hour on 97 Through the Fan is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or ToyotaPoway.com and drive home happy this holiday. Now time to get to our guests that we have each and every Thursday. We've had them on Friday the last couple of weeks because of all the breaking news and everything like that. It is Eddie Brown. He is our fantasy football guru, writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune, does fantasy football, fantasy sports in general, and is the main contributor to draft coverage for the NFL draft for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Eddie, what's going on? How's your Thursday going today?
Brady, I'm doing great. I'm just filling for all those people who had to, you know, deal with Jonathan Taylor 2 weeks ago and then somehow ended up going up against Josh Allen last week. You know they exist. I feel bad for those people. I got smashed by Taylor 2 weeks ago, but I have a lot of lineups with Allen, so I got a little get back this week. So I'm doing good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As somebody that has Jonathan Taylor in one league, the week that Jonathan Taylor went off, I, in the other league, had to go against Jonathan Taylor. So I didn't even get to reap the benefits fully of having Jonathan Taylor, only having him in one league. So that's the problem with playing in multiple fantasy leagues at one time, Eddie, is sometimes your guy going off is actually hurting you in another league.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I tell everybody, because people ask me, you know, how many leagues are you in? And I'm like, well, you know, depending on the year, 4 to 6 sometimes. It depends. But the secret to doing that is you gotta play in leagues that the rules vary, and we've talked about that before, to where, you know, because if you're basically just straight up, you know, the same type of league across the board and you're in 2, 3, 4 leagues, you're basically going against yourself every single week. So it's not as fun that way. So I try to say, like, if you're going to be in more than one league, then try to make sure the other leagues have some variable that's different.
I agree with you on that. Let's talk about some of the things that you threw out there this week in the Week 12 fantasy preview. You got Emmanuel Wilson as a top pickup this week with Josh Jacobs day-to-day. If Jacobs does play, do fantasy managers still stash Wilson, or is he only a starter if Jacobs sits? Is that a stream option this week?
I mean, it's a decent matchup, and I could see if Jacobs does play that they might want to limit him a little bit, so maybe there's double-digit carries. Maybe Wilson pops on a flex. You know, has some flex appeal in standard leagues this week, but primarily I'm probably benching him or dropping him unless I have Josh Jacobs. If you had Jacobs, you should probably have Wilson anyways. Anytime you roster an elite running back, you should. I'm always in favor of stashing their handcuff just in case. So, but I think he has RB2 upside if Jacobs doesn't play, and I'm not exactly sure if Jacobs does play this week.
Alec Pierce is now the 18th best receiver in standard fantasy league since week 7, and you say he needs to be universally rostered. What changed for him, and is this a legit rest of season breakout or just a hot streak right now for Alec Pierce?
No, I think he has probably wide receiver 3 flex upside going forward. I think it's the offense, the diversity. I think one thing, everything starts with Jonathan Taylor. You know, teams are having to stack the box or having to do whatever they can to try to, you know, neutralize him. And it's basically pick your poison. Well, if you're going to try to stop Taylor, then Daniel Jones is going to be able to drop back. And you got Pittman, you got Downs, you got Pierce, you got Tyler Warren. There's a lot of weapons on that offense, and it's a great offensive line. That's one of the reasons Jones has been playing so well this season and kind of revitalized his career. So I think it's just a situation to where they're all talented and they're all in a situation where if Taylor's, you know, garnering all the attention, it's kind of hard to stop everybody else. And Pierce is the guy they take shots with in that offense. So it gives them a lot of upside on a weekly basis.
We're talking with Eddie Brown. He writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Needs to get you everything you need to know for your fantasy football weekend. Let's talk about Jacoby Brissett. Obviously, he's getting a lot of playing time with Kyler Murray being out. And he broke single-game completion record and being quarterback 8 since week 6 in the NFL. Is he now an every-week starter or just a high-end streamer while Kyler's out?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing like a weekly starter. You know, he's playing like a weekly QB1. He's passed for multiple touchdowns in every start this season. I think he's top at least 250 yards in every week that he started. I still think he's matchup driven, but I mean, you know, if you're struggling at the position, he's been pretty good. And, you know, he has enough weapons to compete on a week-to-week basis when you talk about Trey McBride, Harrison when he comes back, but even Michael Wilson popped against the Niners. Obviously, the Niners' defense is decimated. But I think Brissett's been pretty good, and I think going forward, I think they're probably going to get Trey Benson back soon, if not this week, probably next. I think there's enough pieces on that offense to where he's been serviceable. If you're in a super flex league, he's a weekly starter.
We're talking about the Arizona Cardinals a little bit. Now, with Marvin Harrison Jr. being out, Michael Wilson had one of the wildest lines of the season, 15 catches on 18 targets for 185 yards. If Harrison misses more time, is a replacement Michael Wilson, or is this just a volume-driven streamer?
Yeah, no, Harrison's out this week, so I like going right back to Wilson. I think it's a pretty decent matchup against the Jaguars. He's always had talent. I liked him coming out of Stanford. That offense just didn't really have the volume to feature a number two receiver, especially once they drafted Harrison last year. So, I like him a lot this week. 15 receptions on 18 targets, that is insane. I think I caught three balls against the Niners last week. I think once Harrison gets back, Wilson is basically TD dependent at that point. But while Harrison is out and recovering from an appendectomy, I think he definitely has flex appeal.
Let's talk tight ends. You listed a ton of tight ends worth adding. Noah Fant, with obviously Jamar Chase being suspended. Juwan Johnson stays hot. Mason Taylor has a 20% target share. Darren Waller possibly returning. Who's the one tight end you trust the most for the next 2 weeks?
Well, you know what? I think Burrow plays this week. I think he's taking snaps. I think today he practiced in full for the second straight day. I think he took the first team reps in the media portion of practice. I think he's coming back. And I think if you have Patriots or Bengals, I think you need to light him up this week. The offense is more condensed with Case out. Like you said, he's suspended for a week. I like Fant. It's a good matchup against the Patriots. They struggle against tight ends. And I think he's somebody who's been kind of garnering more attention in that pass offense anyways with Flacco. So I think when Burrow comes back, that's a good matchup. I think Burrow, obviously favors his receivers, but you can only target those guys so much. I think Fant, has shown he's a playmaker. So I think this week he has a good matchup. And I think, going forward, he probably has a good matchup. I like Juwan Johnson for the rest of the season, though. I think he, outside of Alave, probably the primary target in that offense in that pass game.
Eddie, we appreciate the time. As always, running out of time on a Thursday. Look forward to talking to you again next Thursday, and good luck this weekend in fantasy football.
I appreciate it, Brendan. You take care.
Eddie Brown joining us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, as all of our guests join us on that. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Want to mention, we're a week out for the Rady's Children's Classic over at the University of San Diego. TCU, Florida, Providence, all coming to town to play college basketball. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Trying to work on some of the coaches joining the show as well. But just a week out for the Rady's Children's Invitational next week. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Suprenant. Gwynn and Chris coming up next. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.